This is Will.
Just Will?
Yeah.
Hey, Will, I've been trying to find you for about 2 weeks, and my name is Red Nickerson. I live over here by the Tool Creek. You know where that's at?
By the Tool Creek?
Yeah. Look, you know,
okay.
The other day, I think it might have been right at 2 weeks ago, maybe three. My wife was driving down the highway, and she said that you blew by her doing about 90, and she picked up the name off your door or something and called what she thought was your boss. Anyway, she was on her way to the vet. We have a pregnant wombat named Susie, was taking her there. And she got so discombobulated by you blowing by her in a big old cattle trailer, she said it probably had to be a 30-footer, that she got lost, she wound up on the wrong side of town, and by the time she got to that vet, that Susie had died.
Sir, I'm not so sure what you're talking about.
Well, by God, I've been hunting you for a week, and now this is Will, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
And, from what I've heard, trying to find you and digging around, I've found out that you like to speed a lot, and that you got like something like 27 speeding tickets or something.
Who told you this?
I'm just digging around. I've been trying to find you. Like I said, there hadn't been nobody fess up to this yet, but we got a problem here, because Susie had 4 babies, and each one of them is a $300 baby. We breed wombats
okay.
here. You know what a wombat is?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, it's just a little furry animal, kind of snouty looking, kind of look like Jeff Gordon.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we're out the $300 for each baby, and I'm out future fees for breeding them. So I'm coming back on you to see about getting that.
And you think this is somehow my fault?
You don't remember speeding down the highway in a 30-foot cattle trailer doing about 90 miles an hour?
Okay, I was in a cattle trailer, and I was driving down the highway, but I wasn't doing no 90 miles an hour, I'll tell you that right now.
You don't remember nobody calling in about it?
No, I remember someone calling me about it. I remember Kale talked to my mom about it, and someone called me, and I still don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, that was my wife that called in that day. She called the number on
yeah.
the door of your truck.
There's no number on the door of any of our vehicles.
Well, by
There's
God,
no number anywhere.
She found you somewhere or another. Anyway, we're coming back on you now for about $2,000 worth of wombat. So where are you at to where I can come see you?
I'm not going to give you my location.
You're not going to give me no location?
Well,
no. How am I going to get some satisfaction here? I'm either getting $2,000 over this thing or somebody's getting their damned ass whooped.
Sir, I still don't have any idea what you're talking about. Yes, I was pulling a trailer that day back into town. I wasn't going 90. I didn't pass anyone.
So you think you can just run all over Texas and the Texas Panhandle going 100 miles an hour, whatever you want to do. You think you can just speed all you want and there ain't no consequences.
So are you calling me a liar?
I'm saying you killed 5 wombats of ours and we need $2,000 to make up for it.
So you're calling me a liar. You're saying... Is that what you're saying?
Are you calling my wife a liar?
No, sir.
Well, by God, I'm going to believe her over some yahoo who likes to run around speeding all over Texas. You got 27 speeding tickets? That's a kind of a problem in my book. You need your ass whooped over that alone. So why don't you
Dude,
tell me where
I
you're at?
I don't have 27 tickets.
Why don't
you
tell me where
that?
You're at so I can come and see
I haven't
you?
I haven't gotten a speeding ticket in 5 years.
Where are you
I
at?
I wasn't going... I'm not going to tell you where I'm at.
You're not going to tell me where you're at so I can't
no.
come down there and whoop anybody's ass?
No.
So how am I going to get my
Why
satisfaction?
No, and I don't owe you any money for your wombats either.
Well,
Why would
God,
I?
By God. You know what? That I heard from that hunter. You know that guy, Hunter? That kind of Jesus-looking, tall, hippie guy that mows yards?
Uh-huh.
He's the one told me to call you.
Oh, yeah.
because this ain't a real thing at all. This here's a joke. My name's actually James. I live right.
God damn, James.
You've been had.
I appreciate that, James.
I bet you appreciate being out of that ass whooping too.
Oh, buddy, I got everything I need at the house. I wasn't gonna let you know where I live though.
Hey, you know that wombat was pregnant. I got an amniotic sack full of whoop ass for somebody.
So he told you that I got called. Someone called me the other day saying I was speeding, and that is horseshit. I didn't pass no one that day.
Well, he didn't really tell me enough for me to know what the hell was going on, so I just made everything up I said when I called you.
That's pretty funny, man.
Yeah, I got him the other day, and he said, oh, God, you got to get Will with this.
You got to get my buddy, yeah.
Yeah, you're a referral ass whooping.
Well, I appreciate that. I got something for Hunter. I'll go put some free goats on Craigslist and leave his number.
So you remember?
That's what I'm going to go do.
You do remember me, right?
Yes, sir. I remember. We okay. Mowed your yard.
There you go. Okay. I just want to make sure
yes,
you know
sir.
Who's done this.
Yes,
so
sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir. No, that's funnier than hell. Am I really going to have to pay for these fucking wombats? No, I'm not. I'll go to court over it. But no, no way. I'm going to have to sit here, call my parents. Call everyone. Tell them what's going on.
over a bunch
you
got to
be good, bud.
Yeah, you got to tell your parents it's over a bunch of wombats. Oh,
yeah.
That's really going to fly, isn't it?
Yeah. So, who breeds wombats in Amarillo?